know, continuing on talking about health care, and I know I get a lot of flack from some of you who think that the Canadian healthcare system is better than the U.S., and the U.S. is better than Canadian, and the British, and blah, blah, blah. But I just want to share a story with you in a letter to the Daily Telegraph, according to the webpage telegraph.co.uk. A group of experts who care for the terminally ill in Britain claim that some patients are being wrongly judged as close to death. Under NHS guidance introduced across England to help doctors and medical staff deal with dying patients, they can have fluid and drugs withdrawn, and many are put on a continuous sedation until they pass away. But this approach can also mask the signs that their condition is improving, experts warn. So one has to wonder, if you're terminally ill, will they just pull the plug, so to speak, give you lots of drugs to make you feel better, or take away the pain, but ultimately you will die? That is a problem. That is a concern that's been talked about, not just in England, but across Canada, the United States, and Britain. And it's just another question mark in this whole healthcare debate. I'm not telling you one way or the other how you should think. I'm just giving you some news that is disturbing and should make you think. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.